We have this thing in our culture to think, well, I really got to honor the deceased and those that have passed on and those that have died grievously and all this, and I just have to remember their memory. That's not what the Word of God says.
No.
It says, give that grief to Jesus. Put that over on Him. And some of you today are going to have a breakthrough because you're going to say, yeah, I've been grieving. I've been holding myself in this grieving mode, and I choose now by revelation to give that as an act of my will, to give that grief over to Jesus. I want to be free of that.
Oh, absolutely.
So I can get up and go on.
And He gave that prophecy in Isaiah 61:1 to Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted. That means those who are downtrodden. And He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, to comfort all who mourn. That may be you. To grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland of joy instead of ashes, Darren, an oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. Hallelujah.
Well, that takes an act of our will to give that joy.
A decision.
You remember the day, in fact, and I tried to be a compassionate husband and say, well, I understand that you're going to have days when there are going to be tears, there are going to be flashbacks, there are going to be old memories flood in, and it would be really unkind of me to say, well, just, hey, get a hold of yourself. And I never said that to you. But there was a day when you started to cry, and we were about 2.5 years into our marriage, as I remember, and I said to you, Barbara, because the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And He said, now it's time. It's time for you as husband and head of the house and covering of your new wife here to say to her, it is time for you to turn that over to the Lord and close the door. Can you talk just a little bit about that shutting off of the grief?
Yeah, well, when you told me that, I decided. It took me a couple days. I said, well, I don't know if I want to do this. It took me a couple days, but I decided as an act of my will, the way we do have to, when you ask Jesus into your heart as Savior, you have made a decision here. It's not something that you may see in the natural, but you've made a decision. You have walked by faith. You believe that Jesus came to save you from your sins and give you eternal life, according to John 3:16. By faith, you believe that, you take that in, and you are born again. And it's the same way here. And as Darren says, Barbara, you need to close that door to sorrow and grief. You need to go on with what God has called you to do. I closed that door as an act of my will and a decision, quality decision that I made. And some of you today, oh, thank you, Jesus. Today, our listeners, some of these precious friends who have been down and out for so long, they are making a quality decision right now. Jesus, I am going on with you. I'm going to turn my back on grief. I'm going to turn my back on sorrow. I'm going to turn my back on self-pity. I'm going to turn my back on all these things that Satan throws at us, and I'm going to close that door. Right now, I'm closing that door, and I'm turning around, and I'm going with Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Well, I did, and I closed that door. It hasn't meant that I haven't cried sometimes over little things that have happened in my first 24 years of marriage when I was married to another man. But God is giving me a spirit of joy, as it says here in Isaiah 61. Oil of gladness instead of mourning, mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so that we can be called oaks of righteousness. And
well, Barbara, I have to commend you for making that decision, because you actually live with the divine energy that a lot of people don't have, in a joy, and you're a praiser. You couldn't do that had you held on to the grief and the sorrow and the suffering and all the memories. Mm-hmm. If you refresh those memories of John's death all the time, and of the trauma, you wouldn't be the joyful person you are today.
That's right. There's a crying that is a godly crying and a righteous crying.
Right.
That
right.
is crying unto the Lord. There is another crying that is full of self-pity and oppression. We don't want that one.
Pity parties don't pay.
No, we don't. Well, this has been good. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for this teaching that you've given to us to give to our friends and our listeners. And Lord, today I just say that the revelation out of Scripture of divine healing and having that healing prosperity in our spirit, our minds, and our bodies is ours. That's ours. And Jesus, I thank you for providing those things for us. Now today, Lord, for those that are struggling with an infirmity, I say in the name of Jesus, that revelation of divine health, the divine healing is going to move right into their hearts, and they're going to begin to say, well, if I'm healed, then why am I sick? Why am I hanging on to these symptoms? So, Lord, give us the breakthrough to step into great faith. There was faith in the Old Testament. There's greater faith even in the New Testament.
Amen.
And Jesus, by your stripes, we were healed. So we're going to hang on to that and go for it. In the name of Jesus, Father, we offer up this teaching to you. We believe out of Scripture we have rightly divided the word of truth. So bless our people. Father God, we need to walk in a greater measure of divine health. And because of the great faith you're giving us today out of Scripture, we're going to do just that.
Hallelujah.
In this powerful name of Jesus today. We love the name of Jesus, Father. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for being our healer and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.